Family's staycation destination shows up on Fridays here on Family Life. But today, because Watkins Glen is the destination for some of our listeners, we wanted to give you a heads up of what's happening with the big NASCAR races of one of the local racing attractions. Now, it's not only this weekend, but it's available all the time. I'm Greg Gillespie, and today our noon news feature takes you to Watkins Glen.
I'm Mark Steigerwald, Executive Director of the International Motor Racing Research Center in Watkins Glen.
Mark, tell us what the Research Center has planned for this weekend when all those NASCAR fans come out to the track.
Well, the Racing Research Center always sets up at the track on race weekends. We will be located up near the Pyramid, which is the main source of WGI merchandise. So we occupy that traditional spot with an informational booth. So I would encourage everyone to stop by and pay us a visit.
And you also have your center that is open not only on the big race weekends, but throughout the year. What happens at the Motor Racing Research Center if someone wanted to come visit you?
So the Racing Research Center is a library and archive devoted to motorsports history. We were dedicated in 1998 as a wing in the public library in the village of Watkins Glen. So our roughly 5,000 square feet houses books, periodicals, film, photographs, artwork, all sorts of items, interesting items that are devoted to motorsport history. We always have an interesting display car on display, and it's a 1924 Dodge currently, not 1924 Dodge racing car specifically. So it's a unique car, and we can tell you all about it on your visit.
Not many cars were around in that era 100 years ago, let alone cars that were involved in racing. How do you find these cars that become part of your public displays?
Well, we've had some interesting cars over the 25 years we've been in operation. Usually it's word of mouth, so we rely on our network of fans and supporters to pick an interesting car that may or may not be themed with a specific race weekend. But we've had everything under the sun, from Porsches to Corvettes, Ferraris, pretty much a little bit of everything on display. So very much word of mouth.
We're talking with Mark Steigerwald, who directs the International Motor Racing Research Center at Watkins Glen in central New York. Fans that come in, the people that are wanting to find out about a favorite driver, can you tell us a little bit about some of the best stories you have of people who have come in and have really been impressed by what they see at your center?
Well, we've had people from all walks of life, race fans, and as well as scholars and authors that are looking to work on their next project. So we've had families that come in, say their uncle, their grandfather, their father raced, and they'd like to find out a little bit more about their history, race results, maybe even a photograph. So those are fairly typical types of research requests that we receive. We also receive requests for authentication of racing cars, particular photos from an era someone has acquired a particular vintage racing car, and they're looking for its history, whether it's its logbook, again, photographs, or other information that help document their vehicle.
So you have people who come in looking for a museum, as a visitor center, as a tourist site if they are in the area, but you also literally, it says so right in your name, you are a research center.
Exactly.
People who want to find you, let's talk when and where, and I especially would like to have you mention your admission price, too.
Well, admission is free of charge to the center. So we're located at 610 South Decatur Street in the village. We're at the south end of the village, parallel to Franklin Street, which is the main street in town. Admission is free, and you can also visit us on our website at racingarchives.org.
And how many people will you see through the center or through your interaction with folks out at the track during the big NASCAR race weekends?
Well, we certainly see this time of the year during the summer months, we will typically see 100 or 200 visitors on some days, depending on a crowd size. Race weekends are certainly busier for us, as well as the dozens and dozens of people that visit us at the track at our display space.
Mark Steigerwald is the Executive Director of the International Motor Racing Research Center in Watkins Glen. I'm Greg Gillespie. This is Staycation Destinations on Family Life.